The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Bob Johnson and Dean Johnson. We're talking about Christmas in the Village, and it's coming up again this year in Bad Axe, just across the street from the library. And welcome back.
Oh, hi, thank you.
I understand you've been doing this a couple of years already now.
It's the third year.
And it's put on through the Historical Society?
It's the Bad Axe Historical Society. We had, we've always been open for the cabins to, for people in the summer, but we wanted to start to do something at Christmas for people to come and have a different opportunity to get together like they did in the old days.
And these are decked out more for the holidays than they are in the summertime.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It's a real change from what you'd see in the summer.
Right. It really is an opportunity for children. I mean, it's Christmas is for kids, so it's decked out.
Is
fun.
It difficult to decorate as they did in the past? I mean, a lot of the decorations don't hold up well, and you know, and some of them were just plain out dangerous. Either the candles on the tree or lead on the ornaments and stuff. Is it difficult to find things that look or seem authentic and without compromising anything?
Well, we have quite a few vintage toys that are ready, that are sort of stored away, and this gives us an opportunity to bring them out and show some of the toys from the past, as well as we have some what we call mechanical toys that just, it's this group of in Port Huron years ago made them. They don't serve any purpose, but there's a lot of activity, and so the young people really enjoy seeing movement, and so they enjoy that.
And obviously the trees are, in the past, were real.
Right.
We keep that tradition going. Somebody's got to go over and water them every day.
No, we have kind of had to incorporate a little bit of the modern world into it.
Because so it's
you know, safer, too.
Safer.
Yes.
The trees dry out and they become, you know, flammable very easily. And even if you're not using candles, we hear the stories every Christmas about things that happen. And you're also trying to protect the buildings and the things in them. Some
very
of
much
which
so.
Are very, very rare and difficult to think about replacing.
Yes. So it is a little harder to kind of look around. We try to look at what we think life would have been like at that time and add in some of the touches, you know, the handmade decorations if possible, things along that line. So it keeps it going differently. Each building has a little different theme to it as far as what we could find.
Okay, what buildings do you have out there? What different kinds of buildings? You've got stores, schools.
We have six cabins, and the church is probably the least decorated. That is the one we want to keep that very simple, very remembering the reason for the season. About the only thing in there really is our
nativity
set, which would have been
the
what
prime
would have
been thing
done back then as
very
well.
Much so
the
in the past
simple.
Right in the past, and the church was also a big foundation of it, though
they
was
the
what
of the
they
community
did
of
yes
a lot of places
right it's so but it's kept very simple that way. The Ulrich home has been decorated as you would if you were visiting in someone's home in the early 1900s or late 1800s, and that is where we see most of the handmade type things.
Would the kids be surprised that such a small building
the
would be
kids,
called a home?
Well, especially when it had 11
children. My bedroom's bigger than this.
Oh, we have that all the time. This cabin is a large cabin, but this had 11 children raised in it. And it is surprising when children go through nowadays and they go, well, where's my bedroom? And they don't realize the upstairs loft was where all of the children slept.
Where's my bed?
Yes, they are very surprised. Yeah. At that.
Yeah, they didn't know privacy back
no.
then. The families were
no.
together and they learned to live together.
You're right, right. And there, you know, if you needed to change your clothes, you went behind the sheet and you changed your clothes. And those are things that the concept is very hard for them to figure out.
Well, I'm sure that today's kids are just sitting there going, where's the bathroom?
Correct.
Because,
and
because the concept of an outhouse to them is
yes.
like, no, I don't
yes.
think so.
We don't have an outhouse in the village, but we do have the porta potty near the baseball field.
Well, I can tell you from the folks at the Octagon Barn if you put one out there, make sure you sign it, not for use.
Well, they can use the porta potty, that one. But no, it is a difference to them on the things that they can see. In the one-room schoolhouse, we have Ethel Rupek is kind of a historian, and she's in our group. She has dealt with a lot of the different, you know, investigated a lot into the different schoolhouses, the one-room schoolhouses in both Huron County and Tuscola and Sanlac a little bit. So she has kind of taken into regard what it was like when she attended a one-room schoolhouse, how they decorated and what they put out, you know, having the popcorn and the peanuts and things like that were their gifts. And for many kids, you know, that was a gift. They don't understand that. Simple times back then.
A lot of kids don't understand that it was one or two gifts, too.
Right,
it wasn't,
definitely.
It wasn't a whole parcel under the tree.
Right.
We kind of evolved into different things, but
completely different
attitude. That was the old way that it was done, and because a lot of the gifts you got were practical gifts.
Right.
Hats, gloves, clothing, things you needed that may be a little extra special because they were a gift, but they were still utilitarian, not much in the way of frills.
Right.
We like to encourage people to come prepared to take pictures. Either bring your own camera or use your telephone to take a photo of your family. And we have three sites that are set up for that.
Primarily, right. We have in the barn, we have an area which we've kind of called our photo booth. And that is where they can hold up a sign saying Happy New Year and cuddle a teddy bear or whatever. And
some props.
Little props to go with that. We have Rudolph is out there again this year. That is our buck. And
explain Rudolph, because you did that for me outside before the program started. And Rudolph has a history.
Rudolph is a stuffed buck that we received from Flannery's. Apparently they used it, I think, in their display for some time. But apparently, I think Mr. Flannery, I'm not sure which one, actually shot it like 75 years ago. He has a tag on him saying when he was shot. He's 75 years old.
There was a deer hunter that came along and had to check to see if it had a tag.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we
explained everything to us.
My gosh, that thing's 75.
And he is hooked up to the sleigh, and they can come and sit in the sleigh and have a picture taken with Rudolph. We do have a red nose on him. So
now don't be scared about the Rudolph, because Rudolph is in extremely good shape. I'm surprised how they can preserve an animal like that over the years.
Yeah.
Like an Egyptian mummy. You just
Right,
going.
right. But it's very live looking, and when they take a picture with them, it is just the cutest picture. So they have to be ready. Go ahead. And then we also had Dick Gingrich and Jack Simon are two of our members, and they worked a little bit with woodworking for us this year. And they built some nutcrackers. They cut them out and we painted them, and they're on the barn door. And we also have next to them a nutcracker and a small drummer boy that they can have their picture taken. These are the facial cutouts.
They have the circle.
Right, the circle. So you can go stand up. So you can stand there and be a 6 foot, well, it's not quite 6 foot, 5.5 foot, you know, person, nutcracker. So it's for the kids to enjoy. Go up and take a picture.
And these were very popular at carnivals and
very
other
much so.
Things in the past. These would come in with the carnival, and you'd have the strong man or something, and you'd take your picture in that. And of course, then they had cameras weren't in your phone and everything else.
No.
There was a photographer there, and you got the picture, and it was a big thing.
Right. And that is one thing we would, we are a small group, and we could use some volunteers. Anyone who wants to come down is welcome, and they don't have to sign up or anything. They can just come. Especially, we're looking to maybe ask some of the students who would be available to come in for an hour or two to kind of hit their community service hours that they need to get, to be the person to take pictures. We're opening up for people to bring their cameras and their phones, but we would like to have a children, if students were there to say, okay, Mom and Dad, get in the picture too, I'll take all of you. You know, so many times you get a family picture where you're always minus one. So this way, it would be nice to get a picture of all of them. And we could use some students to come around, or anyone, to just kind of roam the area. And if they see people getting ready to take a picture, we'll go over and offer.
Okay. Maybe we should explain to them what the mystery search is, how we do. Oh, we start that in the barn?
Right. Well, we're kind of continuing the theme that they have with the Bad Axe parade this year of Dr. Seuss.
The mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, and so we are going to do Mr. Grinch on his journey to find the true meaning of Christmas. So in the barn, they will start and they will pick up a sheet which has all of their little clues and what they are supposed to look for and how many they'll find in each cabin. So they have to visit every single cabin.
You have to search for the Grinch in each of the cabins.
Right. So when they're after they find those, then they will find the real meaning of Christmas, of course, and which will be they will end up in the chapel. So that will give them their idea. But we will have them then. They can go, each of the buildings as they go through, will have maybe a treat in it. They have to look and they'll get a treat.
So it's like a treasure hunt almost.
Mm-hmm, almost, right.
Where, you know, you have to search and find. You've got a list of things and little clues on where to find it. And once you do, you check that off and you go
head
on
to
the next one.
It seems like it's very popular with young people, but we encourage the parents also to work with them.
Right.
As they go through
Especially depending on their age. Mm-hmm. Some of the younger kids may need a little help in doing this.
But I think they'll enjoy looking.
Yes.
We're encouraging them to look around instead of just walking in the building and saying, oh, that's nice and go. If they have
they have
a little
to
work to find things, and then they'll discover things that they didn't realize was there.
Right. And they do. This way they do. They'll say, you know, we had a search when the kids, second graders came this past month, and we said, they were surprised, like we would say, look for the toaster, and they're looking for a toaster, they have no idea, but we, you know, by the time that they had to really look around, they see quite a few things that they don't recognize beyond just the toaster. So it was kind of, it leads them into looking more than they would normally.
Well, they kept looking for the electric cord on it.
Well, after they found something like that, then they moved on to something else and had the same questions.
Right.
And so it was very interesting. We had a great second grade class from Bad Axe that visited us this fall.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And this is going on each day that you have it open?
Every day that.
Time periods,
no, from 4 till 7. They can do that at any time.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're
yep.
On your own.
It's, and that is
help.
Most of the things, we didn't have as many people in our group able to do things this year. So we are not able to have one person in particular just stay there and explain everything. So we're kind of going to get them started and then they're on their own. But that's why we said more than willing to have parents and grandparents help them. That's fine because it's family fun.
Well, grandparents are great, I would imagine, at this. I mean, they remember this.
Oh,
and you
yes.
know, you don't remember, but when I was a kid, you know, this is, and they're
right.
looking at them like, sure, Grandpa, sure.
Yeah. But it's a little different when they can stand in a building and say, this is really what I used to do, you know. I mean, we're used to our grandparents saying how life was different. But when you're looking at it, it kind of makes it a little bit more understandable for them. So.
Okay. And I guess first thing, we didn't even talk about the days and hours that
right.
we're
okay.
doing this. So we should let people know that this is starting December the 3rd.
Right.
These are Fridays and Saturdays, weekends?
No, Saturdays and Sundays.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Weekends through the 18th?
Right.
Correct.
It's the 3rd, the 4th, the 10th, the 11th, the 17th, and the 18th.
And the village is open those hours, those days. You can stop
right.
on in, and the buildings will be open.
Right.
You can see the buildings anytime. Far as the outside.
Right.
But to check out the inside and the way you've decorated them and the
True.
Special things you brought out for Christmas, like the toys and that, that normally might not be there in the summer.
Correct.
Right.
So basically, any evening, the lights will be on in the village, and so you'll be able to see that part. But I think the main part of our program is in those buildings.
Right. The interactive aspect.
Get the full feeling of it.
Come in and see what it was like.
And as I understand it, this may be the first year you actually have snow.
I'm predicting snow.
This will be your third year. And we've had a couple of winters where it was
cold.
After January, but through Christmas and that, it wasn't so terrible. And you guys are...
One year it was really, really cold.
Freezing.
One year it was warm and muddy and bad. This year the snow and everything will be set.
Yes. And I think if we can get a little snow, it will just make the village sparkle.
The atmosphere.
You know, I mean, a little bit of snow just makes Christmas lights turn into something different.
Well, it'll turn it into a lot of the postcards and the Christmas cards you get at Christmas time that show little cabins in the woods and such.
Right.
And this is what we see as a traditional Christmas type of setting, and we'll have it right here locally.
Probably the other thing to remember, it's free admission.
Yeah.
We're not...
No cost. No cost. You'll take a donation.
Oh, yes. Donations are always...
We
have to operate those year-round. So, yes, we do anything that is donated. We're more than happy to take. But it is primarily, it was to give families a chance to come to somewhere local. You know, we had people tell us as they came through last year, we had to drive to Bay City to do all of this and look at the different things and stuff. And we said, well, that's why we're here now. Give them a chance, you know, for the local people to come and enjoy something for an evening.
And once they're done at 7 with the cabins, those weekends they can go out to the fairgrounds where the fairgrounds is going to have the light displays, so you can make it a whole evening with the family.
That's right. That's right.
So it works out well for both.
It does.
For both events.
Mm-hmm. Yep, ours is a little more interactive, and then theirs will be where you can just kind of finish your evening off slowly and head off and put the kids to bed.
And a little snow wouldn't hurt either of them.
No, it'd be nice.
Okay. I understand that if people were there last year, they may see a few improvements this year to the buildings and the structures, because they may be old, but they have to be kept up, and every so often you have to make those kind of expenses, and that's where the donations come in. But you have to repair them and try to keep them in the vein of being accurate for its time.
Yes, we did work on the porch, on the general store. We were to repair the porch, but we found out we had to totally replace the porch. But basically, the porch is more authentic now than it was when it was originally moved to Bad Axe. And then we also needed a roof for the chapel, and so we have now redwood shingles as our roof, and that's more authentic than the asphalt that was on there before.
Yeah,
and so,
asphalt was not very popular roofing material
right.
back in the
but
day.
But that's what the best they could do for what the cost.
You've got to keep a roof on it, or the inside will be
right.
ruined. So you do what you can, and when you've got more resources, you can get a little more authentic with it, like you've done with the
right.
with the redwood. Is it difficult finding people who can do this kind of work? I mean, it's not typical. I mean, you can get a roofer to put asphalt
right.
shingles on there. They can put a steel roof on for you easily enough. But when you're talking about maybe a hand-done shingles, that can be a little more craftsman-like.
We have the Amish in this area. And so basically, we've hired the Amish to do the work. And so they've done a lot of work with us because they're very interested in log cabins and even building their own log cabin, and so they've done some masterful work. And so basically all of the putting the shingles on is a lot of hand work instead of using nailers, so there's you have a problem, you might be destroying the shingles, and so that's all put on, not a work done by hand.
And people may not realize, you know, they see the cabins down there. And you think of moving a house, you think of today's way of doing it, where you put it on a trailer, it goes down the house, and they're moving the power lines away
right.
and such. These are actually taken apart and reassembled, because you'd never get them down the road in one piece. They're just not made
correct
for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a lot of work in the 1970s, 80s
right.
to get those buildings here.
Yeah, they would actually have to mark all of the logs in order, and then take them apart, reassemble them.
First
so.
Row front, second
right.
row
mm-hmm.
front, just so that
just like you
right.
see you see on the TV now, different TV shows how they take old cabins apart and put them back together. That's how they did it here too.
And then you have to figure out what to put to seal it, because
right.
logs generally don't fit together that tight.
Right.
And there's chinking and other types mm-hmm. of things that they put
right.
in there, and other things they used in the past, and we've got
yeah.
more modern stuff. And
correct.
Mm-hmm. And so it's again, you need people who know how to do this type of thing rather
right.
than just the typical
right.
you know, weekender who says, I'll help out you folks. Cause,
well, I think when they first got started, it was people like that put it together, that just sort of studied the situation and went to town on it. With no experience.
If you go that far back when they put the cabins, and there wasn't even YouTube to get videos on how you're supposed to do this.
That's right.
True. True.
Right. I did want to mention one more thing as far as the Bad Axe Library always has like a Christmas activity once a year, and they're doing that on December 10th this year. I think I'm not positive on the time. I think they start at 2:30. And they have crafts, and I don't know if they have stories, but they have like crafts and activities that the children can do. So following that, the village will be open at 4:00, which is about the time that they finish. So Team One Credit Union is going to be providing at the village cider, vinegar, no, cider, not vinegar.
You're not going to bring some cider
just
vinegar.
Just the cider, hot chocolate, and popcorn, as long as supplies last. So we don't know if it will be completed until 7 o'clock, but they have called and said they would come down and put that on after the. So it will kind of tie in our program with the Baddox Library program. And that will be on the 10th.
But you're talking a whole day then. You can come to town, shop a little bit. You can go to the library. You can go to the Christmas in the village. Then you can go to the fairgrounds.
You could have a full day. You're right.
What are some of the other treats we have? The food and stuff?
Oh, we have small treats as they're going through, when they're doing the Grinch's search, as they go through the house or the cabin or whichever. I think we have something in Mrs. Santa's house, and we have something in the Ulrich house, and the other is in the school. Trying to remember what it was. So when they're there, they will get a treat at each of those as they're going through doing the Grinch's search.
So you look for the Grinch, and also you look for the treat.
And then they have, if they do the activities in the school, we have we are going to be putting the problem, I guess you would say, or the questions, whichever, on the board as they used to in the old days. Mm-hmm. And then you would sit in, they used to sit at their chair and write on their chalkboards. Well, we can't afford chalkboards for everyone, so we are putting it on paper. But they wouldn't have had the paper and pencil back then. But if they fill those out, then that's what they can take to the general store, and they will get a little prize there for filling them out. So we got a few little extra things that they can do as they're going.
And I'm sure the kids are going like, my goodness, this is an awful small school.
That's the first thing, yes.
We see schools today, and they're huge for a huge area, but back at the beginning of the Thumb area, it was as far as you could walk. You needed a school because there really wasn't a lot of transportation and highways and things like that. You put it in the center of your little community.
That's why they put the schools in. The kids had to be able to walk to it. And that's why we have so many.
Come on, I heard
that's why we have so many of
say
them.
That. Uphill both ways.
Snow also.
right.
And we had a lot of them in the area, and we still have a few left in one of the few areas in Michigan that still have some small rural schools available for kids to participate in if they wish.
Okay.
I understand the numbers have been going up.
Yes.
You had like about 500
the first year? The first year we had about 500. Last year we had a little over 700.
Trends, you're hoping for 900 this year?
Yeah. Well, let's hope for 1,000. No, we're hoping that we'll have a good turnout.
And again, it's a great time for families.
It is.
Grandpa, grandma, everybody can come together.
And we have them come that way. We have grandma walks in with the little tykes, and mom and dad are strolling in a few minutes later, and it's really a good opportunity to get together.
And you would park by the library in that little lot beside the library there, and those types of places right around?
Right. Yep. There's all of the parking by the county building. That'll all be open because it's all empty, on the weekends. So there's plenty of parking.
Terrific.
And plenty of if you want to walk, it's close enough in town, anybody in town can walk over to the park. Not very far.
Well, terrific. It's nice that people are keeping the history alive and sharing it with the younger generation, because kids today just don't understand this. I mean, they were raised, I know my nieces and nephews, they're like, black and white television?
Right.
And that was what it was. I mean, that's all you had. And we watched it. You only had three channels? Yes, and there was something on every night you wanted to watch.
That was.
Yes,
they were,
yes,
they were amazed by
that's,
that.
That's right. Better, almost better than now.
Either that or we are more hooked on it.
Maybe. Right.
But again, this is Christmas in the Village. It is from December the 3rd through December 18th on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 until 7 p.m. People can stop on out. There's no charge. Lots to see. Lots for the kids to do. Mm-hmm. Interactive for the kids. You can show them what life was like way back when, and maybe get them to appreciate what they have a little more. We're going a little far with that, maybe, but we will try. And again, it's a great starting point to come into town and then go to the display at the fair, so it could be a good evening for all.
Right.
thanks for being with us. And again, you do
have the
museum uptown. When is that open?
The Bad Axe, the both of the museums, the Pioneer Log Village and the Bad Axe Museum, are open on Sundays from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and from 2 to 4.
And that's the one on Port Crescent, North Port Crescent,
right.
That has the sign.
Yeah, it has the big sign, Bad Axe Museum of Local History.
Memorial Day through Labor Day, they're open
right.
on Sundays.
On Sundays.
If people want to check out what you have there those times, because you guys do a lot to collect the history of the local
right.
area to preserve
We're trying,
it and keep it safe.
Right. The Bad Axe Museum on Port Crescent is what we're trying now to really turn into Bad Axe history. So it's more items pertaining to, you know, the Bad Axe happenings and Bad Axe businesses and things of that nature.
Okay. Well, I wish you well. I wish you good weather, not too much snow. And I hope you get a good turnout to this year that will eclipse the first 2 years. Third
Sounds
year going,
good.
Maybe even a little bit of snow.
That would be nice. Yeah. A little
thank
bit.
You. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our guests today on the program have been Bob and Dee Johnson. Again, we've been talking about Christmas in the Village. Starts December 3rd through December 18th on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. 4 until 7 p.m. No charge. Bring the family. I'll have a good time, and you'll see history, some local history even, right here in town. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.